This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess on 570 KLIF.
Welcome back to Perspectives. It's me, Ashley Burgess. And you know, we've been talking about scenarios and the concept of perspectives all night, which is kind of neat because we all have our own. You know, but here at Perspectives, I are big believers of working hard and doing what you love and loving what you do. And when you have the time, you want to get out and about and try new experiences. Remember, when you go to outings and you go to events, you know, of things that you truly like to do, remember that when you go to events and things that you truly like to do, you will also meet other people that like doing those same things as well, and possibly share similar values and viewpoints in life, which is kind of neat. So our segment right now is Out and About with Cynthia Smoot. And Cynthia is going to tell us everything that's going on, the 411 and the 214, the 972 and the 469. Welcome back on Perspective, Cynthia. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, don't forget the 311.
Oh, the 311. I forgot that one. And the 311.
However you want to dial in, we've got information for you tonight.
Well, rock and roll. You know, and speaking of rock and roll, you were telling me there's some music events that I need to be attending this week and everybody else that we're listening needs to attend.
Exactly. Well, listen, if you like live music, there are several acts coming through town this week that are worth a listen. Tomorrow night at the Allen Event Center, you can flash back to the 80s and spend the evening with Daryl Hall and John Oates, one of my favorites, Hall and Oates. And if you want to go back another couple of decades, you can mosey on over to Bass Hall in Fort Worth for the crooning of legendary Tony Bennett. And then on Saturday, the 15th, pop sensation Train will be at the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie. So we have some great musical acts coming through Dallas this week.
So if you get your dance on and you cut a rug, which will be kind of fun, but, you know, that's all exercise, I believe. But, you know, exercise.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, you know, exercising, I think, is good. But, you know, you were telling me, and we both agree, that more importantly is diet.
Well, you know, I like to eat a lot, so I'm always up for these foodie events. But, you know, we all want to eat healthier. If you're like me, you need a little help in the kitchen. I mean, I can whip up a casserole like nobody's business. I'm a Southern girl, and I cook with real butter and cream, and I add a pound of cheese to everything, which isn't the healthiest way to eat, but it sure does taste good. But there's an event coming up this week that I'm excited about. It's called Dinner Tonight Healthy Cooking School. It'll be held Tuesday, September 11th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Texas AgriLife Research and Extension Center on Coit Road in Dallas. Now, they've teamed up with the Cooper Institute, Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital in Dallas and Market Street, and they're going to show you how to cook three easy and nutritious meals that can be prepared in 30 minutes or less. It's only $20 per person, and it includes a cookbook with the recipes that they're going to show you. So it's a great deal. Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun, and you can register online at texashealth.org/Dallas, or you can call 877-847-9355.
I bet your cooking is out of this world. I got to try that casserole sometime.
Well, I'm the casserole queen.
Well, let me know when you're making one. I'll stop by.
I will.
You know, so I probably, though, shouldn't eat that casserole if I was going to run maybe 10 or 20 miles. What do you think?
Well, the Dallas Arboretum is hosting their 7th annual Tour de Fleurs 10K and 20K race this Saturday, September 15th. I don't even know how long 20K is, but it sounds like forever. So those with athletic ability or just anybody looking for some family fun, this will be a great event. It's at the Dallas Arboretum and Botanical Garden. The race starts and finishes at the Arboretum, and it's going to wind around scenic White Rock Lake. Now, the post-race celebration will include an awards presentation followed by live entertainment, food, refreshments, and the opportunity to visit the Arboretum Gardens and enjoy the magical Dale Chihuly glass exhibition. And if you haven't been out there yet, it is magnificent. So dozens of local restaurants will be on site providing post-race food and beverages, and they're going to have live music from a band called Decades. That'll perform, you know, a variety of hits on the Arboretum ground. So that's just going to be a really fun family day. Even if you don't do the race, it'd just be something fun to go out and participate in. And you can get more information at tourdefleurs.org. And all of this will be on my website. If anybody missed a website or phone number, at osacynthia.com.
Cynthia, just one more thing. These are some really interesting events. Is there any other events that you might be showing up to this week that you'd like to just kind of tell us a little bit real quick and then have people be able to go to your website?
Oh, my God. Well, I'm so brain dead from this past week with Fashion's Night Out and the DSO Gala that I honestly couldn't even tell you it's on my schedule this week, but I will have a post up first thing in the morning that's going to highlight not only the events we talked about tonight, but some other events where people can catch up with me personally. So, you know, the beautiful thing about Dallas is that there is no shortage of fun things to do, whether you want high-end or lowbrow family fun, or you're looking for a romantic date night. It's one of the reasons I love Dallas. There is always a plethora of opportunities and events out there to participate in.
Well, and Perspectives loves having you on because you always know exactly what's going on all the time and the things that are fun and exciting to do. So I appreciate your segment tonight and really educating people on things that they really like to do, especially running and eating well and going to music can really bring you around people that have the same type of viewpoints or feel the same way or value the things that you value.
Absolutely. You have to do something to feed your soul as well as your body. So I hope everybody gets out there and participates in something this week, whatever it is. And, you know, just have a fantastic week.
Well, thank you, Cynthia. And if y'all miss anything that Cynthia was talking about or want to read, the stuff that she's going to post tomorrow, which is always interesting and up to date and time to time, go to www.ososynthia.com.
And I'll be back next Sunday to bring you more fun events.
We can't wait.
Thanks.
Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye-bye. So Cynthia always has, her segment is always amazing, Out and About with Cynthia Smoot. And, you know, I really love it because people do need to get out and about. They do need to have fun and they need to experience things that they like to do. You know who else I like? Jake Busey. And we're going now to the Jake Busey Minute and get to hear some things that he has to say tonight.
All right. Now it's time for Random Thoughts with me, Jake Busey. I'm an actor. I live in California. I live in Los Angeles. And I'll tell you, a lot of our time in Los Angeles is spent in the car. In fact, I would say 90% of my week is spent in the car. I have friends who say, you know, they complain to me that we haven't spoken or talked or, you know, spent any time together in a long time. And my response is, geez, you know, I'm really sorry. I'm in the car again. So, you know, it's a car culture out here, and we have a serious dependency for oil, and it really frustrates me that when we see things, I see on the news, and I see them talking about the national average for gasoline is now creeping up, and the average for gasoline in the nation is $2 a gallon for gasoline, and I go to the pump to fill up, and it's $4.99, and, it's all taxes and extra surcharges and pollution tax and economy tax, all that stuff. And it's added on top of whatever the national average is. And I think Los Angeles is actually the highest of the state. And what's interesting to me is that we have close to, if not, the highest population of people in any state of the union, and we have the highest income tax of any state. So you got the most people with the most income tax, and our state is broke. So what's going on there? There's a lot going on there. So one of my solutions that I'm doing is I'm making vintage Harley-Davidson Indian motorcycle type of bikes. It's my new foray into fighting the gas prices. I'm calling it the Jake bike. And what they are is basically just, you know, glorified beach cruisers. They're beach cruisers with engines on them. And they go about 30 miles an hour and they get 150 miles per gallon. It's got a half gallon tank on it. I think it's a half gallon. They call it a 2-liter tank. I don't know. I think that's roughly a half a gallon, but yeah, you know, it's like a lawnmower or a chainsaw engine, basically. And I got a website. It's thejakebike.com. And I've also got some Facebook stuff there, Jake's Custom Motorbikes. So Ashley Burgess wanted me to talk about these things because she just thought they were the coolest thing in the world. So you can get around town on them. They're not considered a motorcycle. They're considered a motor-assisted bicycle. So there's a lot of the laws and requirements that don't really apply. And you can cruise around 30 miles an hour around downtown
and you fill the tank up about once a month. So it's a pretty fun thing. So anyhow, thanks a lot for your time. Thanks for listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. Jake Busey signing out.
Yeah, you got to check out these bikes. Last time I was over at his house, he was flying up and down the street. I'm probably about 35 miles an hour. I was a little scared to get on one because I know myself with speed. Probably try to take it up there and do some wheelies or something. But they are really neat bikes, and Jake really found something that he really likes to do, and I think it's really neat between acting and everything else. So thank you, Jake, for that soliloquy as well on gas prices, which I thought was interesting. You know, Jake always has a perspective, a different perspective than some people, most people. And it's neat because he's really original with that kind of stuff. And so is Mike, Sarah, Jeff, and myself. And so stick around. When we come back, we're going to be talking about a couple other scenarios that might have you tuning in. So come back in a couple minutes. We'll be right back with you here at Perspectives.